I just like to let everybody know before we get started, we did some self-reflection in the last few months, and we were wondering whether or not we would like to return to Sandy and the Blowfish podcast. But anyway, we're coming back. We're back like we never even left.
JMU's number one podcast.
JMU's number one podcast. And we'd like to thank all of the listeners out there for voting us the number one podcast at JMU. Dave, how does it make you feel that we're number one?
Oh, I mean, it's due, you know? I'm glad we got here, but there's definitely more for us to accomplish.
I think so as well.
This is only the start.
You know, so of the things that we missed in the last few months, I think there's one topic that everybody would love to hear us talk about that we missed. NBA All-Stars.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only thing that's happening.
That's the only thing that's ever happened in sports in the last 4 months.
I don't know what else we would even talk about,
there's
to be perfectly
else
honest.
To talk about.
This is it.
So before we start, we get into our all-star picks, because we've all made a list. Dave, Eric, are there any teams and or players that you've just really enjoyed watching this year?
I think my most fun team and like surprising team that I enjoy watching right now is the Phoenix Suns.
Ooh, okay.
Big fan of the Phoenix Suns. I like what D-Book and Chris Paul are doing down there.
I definitely can roll with that. I have not been able to watch a ton of Suns games, but the few that I have, Chris Paul has been very impressive so far this year. And also DeAndre Ayton, I just love his growth as a player. He is definitely turning into somebody that we're not going to look back and be like, oh, why did they choose him over Luka Doncic? Like, he's kind of turning into the player who they thought he was going to be.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed watching Ayton and Chris Paul. That team's really helped. But I'm going to stick with the team that I've enjoyed watching the most, which is the Charlotte Hornets.
Dave, I 100% agree with you.
Team.
I completely agree with you. I love watching the Hornets.
We play with pace. We have a bunch of guys who can score. And just about every game is competitive, even if we're not winning it. I mean, I do agree that LaMelo is probably all over ESPN more so than he needs to. But I mean, the production out of Gordon Hayward and especially Terry Rozier has made that team unrecognizable from the team it was last year.
Yeah, I agree. I was trying so hard to find a way to put Gordon Hayward onto my all-star lineup, but I couldn't do it.
It's tough.
There's so many good players in the East, but I think he really does deserve it. I think just for like the FU that he's giving to the Celtics this year, I mean, you never know what you're going to see from Terry Rozier on a night-to-night basis. He dropped 40-something the other night. Just, I very much enjoyed the Hornets.
It's mostly good things from Terry now, which is good.
Well, do you know what's the shocking thing? Knowing what we know now, the Charlotte Hornets won the Terry Rozier
trade.
Like, they won that because Kemba Walker is a shell of his former self. I mean,
he joined a Boston team that was ready to give the reins to Tatum and Brown right away.
I mean, it's not even that, because they could use a Kemba Walker. They could use like a point guard who's able to distribute and give them, and who's able to score. He just can't right now. His knee is just, it's gone. And he had the 6 months before the bubble.
Yeah.
He had this whole 3 month off season. He had the 3 months that he missed during the, like, around the All-Star break last year, all that time off, and he still like looks like a shell of himself.
I hate to see it. I love Kemba. I mean, great years of him in Charlotte, but I mean, it's nice seeing the decline not happen for the team I'm rooting for.
That is very true. So I think it is a good time to get into our All-Star selections.
We want to do our most fun player to watch, though.
Oh yeah, let's do.
Are they in your Arsenal lineups?
Well, mine is.
Mine is? Is yours?
Mine is.
Okay, so
we'll come back around to it.
Okay.
So do you guys want to start in the East or the West? I feel like the East has a lot more locks, and the West is kind of a little bit more open.
I think the East... I feel like the East is more fun, though.
The East is more fun because there's about 8 players that you had to snub off yeah. to get the limit at 12. I know I have a vote this year. Eric, Dave, did you guys get your vote?
Yeah, I got my ballot. I'm sending it in. I hope they count it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. They always do.
Yeah, mine came in, but I mean, it's a whole thing.
Fingers crossed the post office gets it there.
Yeah.
So look out for that. So let's start out with what I think is probably the easiest part of the East, which is the front court. So, how do you want to do this? Do you want me to say a name and then you guys say if you have them as a starter?
Yeah, because we're not really doing positions anymore.
Yeah, so we got East front court. So first player, Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes,
he's starting.
MVP favorite. He's got to start. Mm-hmm. Second, I have Giannis.
Yep.
Yes.
And then third, I have Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that that's kind of unassailable. You can't really have any other three guys. Now, do you guys, what other forwards or centers do you guys have from the East in your lineups?
Like in our reserves?
Yeah, as a reserve. And then we can do a whole thing on guards afterwards, because guards is a whole thing as well.
So I've got Nikola Vukovic.
Nice. Big magic guy.
I have Vuk.
I have Vuk as
second
well.
Second straight all-star appearance for Vuk, I'm predicting. He's dropping 40 burgers.
I mean, I think he's the only reason why the Magic are still a team on this planet.
Yeah.
Like, I know personally, I have penalized bad teams. I don't like giving bad teams all-stars. But I think Nikola Vucevic is the exception because the Magic aren't a bad team. They are just so injured. And he's just their lifeblood.
He's a bucket.
He is. He's a fantastic player. Do you think they'll trade him? Do you think any chance he gets moved so they could tank out for the first overall pick?
Well, that just depends on what they want to do. Do they want to keep Gordon? Do they want to keep... I mean, Markel Fultz is injured, but he'll come back. And he looked good.
I think they have too many injuries to blow it up now. I mean, next year they would hopefully have Isaac if he recovers well. Yeah. They'll have Fultz. I mean, Fournier has had games where he looks acceptable. I think you could maybe move Gordon, but I don't know if he moves it.
No.
You could probably try and move Mobamba, but I feel like he's
Mobamba.
He's worth pennies. At this
I'm
point.
Giving up on Mobamba. Yeah. I'm out. I'm out on the Mobamba train. Okay. So we have Vukovic. Other forwards that you guys have in your reserves. Forwards or centers?
Jason Tatum.
You can't.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, even if he wasn't good at basketball, like his popularity at this point.
He's very good. He's averaging 25-4-7 this year.
Yeah.
He's having a very good year. Him and Jaylen Brown, who I'm sure we'll get to later, the Celtics have fallen to like 500. So they're struggling, but I mean, guys are just on another level. I'll throw out a name, see if you guys had this on the list. Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do have Bam on the list.
Oh, man, we're all agreeing. There's been no fights so far. Okay. Yeah, I think just how good of a defender he's been this year cannot be overstated. I think he's just, like, taken a level. I don't have Jimmy Butler on my list. Like, and they've been struggling.
The Heat stink.
They've been bad. So I don't think they deserve to have two All-Stars, but I think Bam has taken the step and definitely deserves to still be there.
I've got Julius Randle.
Really?
Yeah. I like him. I like him this season. I mean, in the front court, in the East, what he's doing for the Knicks.
I mean, I think that I definitely think that he's deserving of it. I think that there are definitely...
Have him in there, but he's probably the snub of this year.
Yeah, I don't see any realistic way that he actually gets in. Did you have Julius Randle anywhere near your list, Dave?
No, I mean, I locked up my front court pretty quick. I only have one more person in my front court.
Okay, who's that?
I have Sabonis.
Really?
The most exciting player to watch for me is Domantas Sabonis.
I love watching him. Not on my list.
As a basketball purist, I love his game.
He has played phenomenally. If he wasn't on Indiana, more people would be talking about him.
I think he would have made everyone's list if he kept playing the way he did the first, like, 2 months of the season.
He's averaging career highs.
I know he is, but I watched two Pacers games in, like, the last 2 weeks, and both of them, he did not look like the Sabonis that I saw at the beginning of the season.
But he rocks the middle part magic.
He does, and he looks so good doing
it.
He's
got a middle part. He's from Gonzaga.
Gonzags.
So, yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't disagree if you want to put that on, like, I don't have his numbers in front of me. Do you have his numbers up?
Off the top of my head, Sabonis. He's like 20 points, 11 rebounds, 5 or 6 assists.
It's pretty good.
He gets a couple triple-doubles. He's had a couple triple-doubles this season. I'm on my fantasy team.
20.8 points a game, 11.5 rebounds a game, 5.6 assists.
And I think he's a good defender. He's a 6'11 power forward, so that's always fun.
Okay, but so for my last person on my in my backcourt, I have Chris Middleton as a forward. I think Chris Middleton definitely deserves to make it. I think he's doing just as well, if not better, than last year when he was an all-star. And I mean, he's averaging 24-7 a game with a reduced role because of Jrue Holiday, and he's being just as efficient and just as good as he was last year. I think he's deserving of a spot. And I put him in over what I wanted to put was Sabonis.
Well, I have him. I mean, I have him in mind too, but I don't have there's not a lot of guards in my Eastern.
Okay.
Eastern All-Stars.
Is there any backcourt or any frontcourt players that we miss that you guys would like to talk about or that are on your rosters? Okay.
You good, Dave?
Yeah, that's all the people I have.
All right. Let's get fun then. Let's go to the guards. East guards is probably one of the most competitive. There's probably about 8 very good players competing for 4 spots.
Really? I think it's like 4.
Okay, so
I might be in the minority here, though.
Okay, so my starters, I'll just say right off the bat, are Kyrie and Jaylen Brown. I think Kyrie is averaging a 40-50-90. He's having, like, one of the most potent offensive seasons of his career, and he's doing it more efficiently than he ever has before. Jaylen Brown, he's at 26 a game and 7 rebounds. He's very obviously taken a step up. He looks like less like Jason Tatum's underling and more like his co-star, maybe even better than him. I have Jaylen Brown as a starter this year. I have Tatum on the bench, and I think that's the way it should be.
Okay. I have both Kyrie and Jaylen are reserves for me.
Okay.
I've got Harden, the real point guard of the Nets. And Brad Beal.
Okay.
Who is, I think just because he got snubbed last year, is like leading the league in like backcourt voting.
Right now. Yeah, he's got the fan voting.
But he's dropping like 33 points a game.
I have both of them on my bench. I have Harden and Beal both on my bench.
My starters are Brad Beal and Jaylen Brown. And I also have Harden in my reserves. I don't have Kyrie Irving.
Why?
Nice. Love it.
He missed 7 games.
I'm against him. I don't. Watching him
frustrates
me.
It's my list.
He's not an all-star.
You're allowed to say that, and I don't love Kyrie either. I just can't look at 27, 5 assists, 4 rebounds on 40-50-90 efficiency stats.
And how many games?
He's only missed 7 games. He was out for 2 weeks because we don't know.
What? That's the thing. Why would he was healthy?
Hey, if you don't want to have Kyrie on your list because he's a maniac and a crazy person, I don't mind that. He's a whack job.
Well,
I get it.
He's on my list because I can't even think of an other guard outside of those 4 that are worthy of an all-star spot over any of the good frontcourt players.
Okay, so I will throw out my hot take. Okay. Guy I don't think is going to make it, but who I think should. Ben Simmons is my final roster spot.
I don't think
he's
so.
Averaging 14 points, 7.9 assists, 8.3 rebounds a game. He doesn't have a jump shot.
No.
Boom, he doesn't. Like, easy as that.
I love Ben Simmons, but I don't think he can be called I don't think he can be an all-star.
He's the best defensive player in the league.
I have Ben Simmons.
Dave has Ben Simmons. Thank you.
I mean, look.
I think he's the best defensive player in the league.
I think he's great, too. My only issue with Ben Simmons is I don't think he's going to get enough all-star votes.
I mean, probably not.
No. Because there are guys that are scoring out of their minds. And KD's,
this is my roster,
KD's
though.
In the East. If KD wasn't in the East, Ben Simmons is a lock. But KD's in the East now. They got to make room. And Harden.
And we haven't even talked. None of us have even brought up Trae Young. None of us have even brought up Zach LaVine.
That's because I don't want to bring up Trae Young.
I mean,
I won't do it. I like Ben Simmons on the list for maybe the reason I don't like Kyrie. Because even if the stats don't back it, he serves more of like a useful role for his team.
Yeah.
Like, when they
that's why I have Rudy Gobert on my reserves for the West. Because Rudy Gobert is just like, why wouldn't you have Rudy Gobert? Like, he's the big defensive guy.
Yeah, I think that, like, Ben Simmons, he's, like, he plays such a pivotal role for his team. I definitely think that, like, without him, the 76ers, I mean, Joel Embiid obviously having an MVP season, but I really think that they wouldn't be anywhere close to what they would be without Ben Simmons and with all the things he does. Is there any more guards that y'all had that we didn't talk about? We have had no Trae Young advocation here. We've had no Zach LaVine advocation.
I have Zach LaVine.
You do?
Reserves. Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about it.
I think when it comes to, like, when the coaches get to pick players, he's going to be the one to take in terms of being an all-star. I think Trae Young is way overblown. I think. The Trae Young being an all-star last year was ridiculous, and I think if he gets it this year, it's even more so because he's just not – he doesn't help the team. He's just not good. Now he foul chases. He's trying to get to the line a bunch of times. He's really only interested in scoring. And, I mean, once they get rid of John Collins, because I think he's got issues with Trae Young, that team's going to get worse.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that
– Free John Collins.
Some days John Collins just looks so good, and some days it's just like, oh yeah, he's on this basketball team. I just want them to free John Collins, give him his own team, and let's see what he can do. Just send him to the Pistons, and just let's see what he can do.
Already got a four. He's playing great.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Jeremy Grant for
Jeremy
a second.
Jeremy Grant, most improved player.
He's my most improved now.
Okay, like, I get it. How many players, if they were put in the same position as Jeremy Grant, where it's like, okay, you get the ball every single time you are over half court and you are this team's stud. You do everything for this team. And the only person who's going to help you out is Blake Griffin on one leg.
And counter, for a little bit, it was Derrick Rose.
Counter argument, that team is the Pistons. They're the worst in the league.
They are.
You're the only threat. You get the best defender every game.
That is a very good point.
Off a couple of good wins. He wasn't my number one pick for most improved. I wanted Christian Wood. This injury has sidelined me from the game.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to put Jeremy Grant on this, but they're on this list, but there was just way too many.
I think he's
way better.
He's averaging almost 20. I think that's impressive.
It is. It's very impressive. And I don't know
why he went to the Pistons though.
Money.
The Pistons would have given him money. He could have gotten that on a better team.
I don't know. Blake said he's not playing till they move him.
Yeah, Blake is just...
Either Drummond's not playing until he gets moved either.
Oh, the Cavs. That's a different
animal.
Blake shouldn't play. They shouldn't have been playing at all. They should have sat him down.
Blake just needs to retire. Maybe he can have, like, one last Gronk-esque season. Oh, sorry. We don't talk about football here.
What are you talking
about? He came back. Gronk came back.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Never heard of that guy.
All right. Let's go to the Western Conference. So let's start with the guards in the West. So for my starters in the West, I think it's a pretty clear cut decision. I have Steph and Luka.
Yeah.
I have both. And Steph is my most excited player to watch.
Yes. Having Steph Curry back in his prime form is just chef's kiss, incredible.
Yes. And watching his Valentine's Day videos, hilarious.
I mean, did anybody think, like, have any thoughts of putting Dame in their starting guard?
No.
I didn't think so either. I mean, maybe if Luka was struggling like he did at the beginning of the season, but I think he's had, like, 15 straight games of over 25 points. He's just on a different level. 9.4 assists and 8.6 rebounds a game.
I mean, the Mavericks are still kind of bad.
They are.
But with Luka, I'm confident they can turn it around.
I think it's not about Luka. I think it's about Kristaps, who just looks like a shell of himself. He does.
He doesn't like the post.
Because he doesn't want to get fouled. He looks like he's going to get
hurt. He still looks like the day he got drafted. Apparently he's gained weight, but he doesn't look like it. He looks so skinny and he's fragile.
He doesn't want to get hurt.
And they can't give Boban more than 10 minutes. That's it. That's his quota.
I'm going to throw out a hot take right now. The Mavericks should trade for Taco Fall.
I mean, why not bring...
You have someone clog up, like,
just
clog
the Twin
up
Towers
the
in Dallas?
I think that they, you know... The thing about Taco Fall is I very much like tuning in for the last, 5-10 minutes of Celtics games so I can watch Taco Fall play.
Here's the thing about...
Nobody knows what the hell to do with Taco Fall.
Here's the thing with Taco and Boban. Like, even if they don't play that much, if they're in there, even if they're getting, like, LeBron's going to have trouble shooting over a guy who can touch the ceiling.
No,
like,
one knows what to do against them. So just lean into the weirdness.
Zion, when Duke played UCF in the tournament, Zion couldn't score on Taco.
They don't know what to do.
He doesn't have to jump to block you. Like, it's the only problem is he can't really run down the court, but just leave him on defense.
But then you can split his minutes with Boban, keep them both fresh throughout the game.
Keep someone in there at all time and just cut Kristaps.
Boban's got a trail three in the works. I'm telling you, Boban's going to start hitting trail threes.
Trail three's best play in basketball.
Okay, so what reserve guards do y'all have on your roster?
I have Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
Yep.
I would call him D-Book a guard.
Yeah, I'd call him a guard.
I have D-Book.
Yeah, I also have Book.
Okay.
And I think that's it for me on the guards.
Dave?
That's all I had. Donnie, Dame, Book.
Okay. Yep, I have Donovan Mitchell, Dame Lillard. I also have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA himself.
He is playing really well, but he plays for the Thunder.
22, 6.5, 5.5. He's the one player that from a really bad team that I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter that he's on a bad team. I'm putting it on here. He is the Vukovic and Brad Beal. They're on a bad team. I gave one spot for somebody who's on a bad team in the West. I think 22, 6.5, 5.5. If he is on a team with any other decent players, I think that that's significantly better than that. He is the only reason why this team isn't 0-20-something. He's the only reason why this team is competent at all. And yeah. I think he's going to end up getting traded because he's ruining their plan of getting the number one pick every year for the next 5 years.
I know all the firsts they can get for him.
They could probably get three so firsts for him right now.
Yeah, the market's kind of crazy at the moment.
I like SGA. I thought about putting him on the list, and I couldn't get around to it.
I look at Jamal Murray, too, but also I feel like the Nuggets are just kind of coasting right now.
They're not living up to their full potential, and I don't think they deserve two players, and right. Obviously Jokic is going to make it. I assume he's a starter for all of you guys.
Yeah, he's starting for me.
That'll be a nice transition. We can talk about our backcourt or our frontcourt in the West now. So for my starters, I have LeBron, Jokic, and Paul George.
You see, I'm going to agree with you. Because of the Achilles injury to Anthony Davis, Paul George is going to make my starting lineup. I'll have to amend it.
I have Kawhi starting, but Paul George is reserved.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing about AD. Unimpressed me this year. He's been fine. He's been good defensively. He's very good defensively.
He doesn't have to be anything crazy.
I know. I have him on the list. Yes, I have him on the list, definitely.
He's like one of those guys that he's going to be an all-star. You know, because he's AD. Like,
yeah.
We know who AD is.
No, I completely agree with you. But he's going to be missing the next 2 weeks. And right now he's averaging 22, 3 assists, and 8.5 boards. Those are like subpar Anthony Davis numbers.
Yeah.
And what I think is really strange is everybody in the media right now is definitely positioning for the LeBron MVP. Like, it's all everybody can talk about. This is a pretty average LeBron year.
They hate giving the, I mean, we're going to talk about MVP later, but like, they hate giving it to LeBron anyway.
I mean, LeBron having a really good year.
Yeah.
25.5, 8-8. I looked at LeBron's numbers. This is a very, very average year for LeBron. Like, this is not any different
this
than
isn't
what he has
done
before.
This isn't a Cavs year when he's got to drop 30 a game.
Yeah, this isn't, like, super villain on the Heat. This isn't, like, Cavs year. Like, I don't know. This just seems like it would be a very weird year to give him the MVP. So let's get into our reserves on the front court. I have Rudy Gobert, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and Zion Williamson.
I was going to say, ESPN's old flame, Zion Williamson, has played really, really great this year. I've enjoyed watching him play. He's averaging like 24.5. Really like it. I also have Kawhi and Rudy.
I mean, my thing about Zion, I think he's the only kind of debatable one there. I think you have to put in Rudy because the Jazz are the one seed right now. And he's, like, he's so important to that team. Yeah. AD, obviously down year, but those are still good enough numbers to be all-star. Kawhi, he's having one of the best years of his career. But Zion is hitting. It's year two, and he's hitting all the milestones he needs to if he wants to become, like, the all-time great that everybody thought he was going
to
be.
The next face of the NBA for this post-LeBron era.
Yeah.
I don't have Rudy or Zion.
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
I have Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
And my final pick was DeMar DeRozan.
I respect the DeMar DeRozan. Tell me why you have Brandon Ingram over Zion.
I think, I mean, Zion does what Zion does. He goes in the paint, he gets the rebounds, he does all that. I mean, game on the line when they need buckets, when they need to over to swing a game, it's to B.I. He's
right.
The guy in that team. I mean, he's not the face, but he is their best player.
I don't disagree with you. I think he is their most important player right now. I just think Zion is much more fun. I would much rather see him in an All-Star game.
Yeah.
And
when they're giving him, happen, so these
no, I know.
I know.
But just imagine giving him an open lane so he can go and jump and do all the fun stuff they won't let him do in regular games anymore.
Which I think is a good thing. I think it was early on when he wasn't jumping as high and slamming it super hard. They're like, well, what's wrong with him? I was like, I think he's
I like him better now that he can still average 24 and he's not, and he's taken a step back from doing all the crazy explosive stuff that got him hurt.
I don't think he can do it anymore. I watch him.
I mean,
he doesn't look as...
be fair, he's still crazy explosive.
He is. He doesn't look like he did at Duke, though. He looks much more like...
I think that'll happen. I think that's just pain on the knees, but I think he's trying to dial it back.
I think he
drops weight.
He's being a really great player. Like, he just looks 25 pounds overweight right now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he definitely... weight's going to be a big issue for him. Like, he can only ride that athletic ability at his weight. It's going to burn out much faster if
he's
going
to have
heavy.
Yeah, he's going to have to drop weight soon. I don't know if it's because of him out of shape. I don't know if it's because of the knee injury last year. I mean, he's still
just
playing great.
His image, he's got to be this big man, even though he's only 6'6".
That's a good point.
Only 6'6". Still 6'6".
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with having Brandon Ingram over Zion. I think another thing that can't, like, that also needs to be talked about is the coaching this year. Gundy has just been like, it doesn't make a lot of sense what they do because they're not like, the team isn't built around Zion. It's not really built around Brandon Ingram. And then they have their two guards. They have Lonzo and Bledsoe.
Who have Steven Adams.
They also have Steven Adams, which
who's
doesn't make
like
any
the
freaking
strongest
sense.
Man in the NBA. They have the two strongest men in the NBA.
And, like, they just have a couple of guards who can't shoot. Like, Zion's a good passer, but I don't know why they're not trying to put Nikhil Walker-Alexander in.
And it's not like B.I.'s a sniper.
No. I mean, do you guys...
Lonzo has been shooting better, though. I know that's your boy.
His numbers are looking good, and there are a lot of trade rumors from Lonzo.
I saw the
Bulls.
The Bulls are interested, just haven't reached out.
I'm very, very intrigued.
Would you be willing
that.
To give up Zach LaVine for Lonzo?
No, that's
well, then
stupid.
What do you think they want from the Bulls?
Picks.
More front court players?
No, it'll be like Kobe White or...
He just dropped 30.
I love Kobe White. I don't think Kobe White works on this version of the Bulls. If the
what
Bulls are going to be...
Of the Bulls?
We can't play defense.
So it's the same version of the Bulls since...
Yeah, since the beginning of time.
Since Taj Gibson moved on.
I mean, I think a very interesting trade piece this year is going to be Thad Young. I think he plays very important minutes on the Bulls. He is a swing guard, or like he can play forward, he can play guard. He gets rebounds. He can play 15 minutes a game and get you 10 to 12 points. If you don't want him to shoot, you can just have him play defense and get rebounds. He's good at pretty much everything.
Like I think he's one of like three players in NBA history averaged 10, 5, and 5 in his career.
Yeah, it's like him and Michael Jordan
and
LeBron. Yeah. He's a really good player. I think he'll probably be moved. This isn't the Bulls trade corner. I don't know. But I'd love to see it personally. Okay, so now let's move to our MVP candidates. Talking about Lonzo Ball. He's number 5 from... No, just kidding.
You said... I made a list of 3.
Yeah, I made 5 just because I wanted
to be
special.
Oh, just
because
you wanted to embarrass me.
Just because I want to make you look
three,
like punk.
I have a 4th that's not really...
Don't worry, I can come up with 2 more.
Okay.
Start at 5.
5, I have Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
I think he's taken a step up, and I think without his step up this year, the Celtics would be drowning and would be in play-in game position without him.
Steph Curry, number 5.
Nice, Steph Curry.
I have Steph at 5. I mean, it's Steph.
It is Steph.
Steph's playing like Steph's playing.
I have Steph at 3.
Nice.
That's good.
Steph is my hypothetical number 6 because I was going back and forth between him and Jaylen. Number 4, I have Giannis.
Really?
I have Giannis number 4. He is the back-to-back MVP. He's not going to win it this year. He's doing...
I don't think he wants to.
I mean, everybody wants to win the MVP.
I think he wants a ring now.
I think he's basically the same as what he's been, and I don't think what he's been is good enough to win the MVP, especially when you have 3 people in front of him who are just as good, if not better, than the year before.
Well, Giannis isn't even on my list, because I'm not... He's like... he's championship robust at this point. He's like, I got Drew Holiday now. I just want to win games. I got KD at 4.
KD 4, nice.
I also have KD at 4.
It's a good list. I like it. You guys just came up with it. I don't have KD. I don't have KD because I don't think he's going to finish the season. I think he's going to either have to take a break or he's going to get hurt. Because the way that they are using him at this point is unsustainable.
But he's frustrated with the way he's... Like, they keep pulling him for...
Well,
rest.
Because of COVID.
But he said he's good to go.
I don't want...
And they're not... They're like... They're giving him baby steps, and he wants to go.
I just... the games that I've watched Kevin Durant play, I'm scared watching Kevin Durant play. And he's having a fantastic year. He's definitely an all-star. I'm scared of watching him. I think he's going to get hurt on every play.
I think he's balling.
He is.
I haven't been worried about him at all.
Okay, maybe
like,
it's just me.
It's probably because he doesn't play deep. They don't play defense at all in Brooklyn. So I'm not really worried about him getting injured.
I think with KD, I think they need him more than I wish they did because he has to make every play. I wish they would let Harden shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And maybe take some pressure off of KD so he doesn't have to like exert himself every play.
In all realistic, KD should probably be 5 over Jaylen Brown because that I...
It is my list,
but
list.
When I get my vote, I'll make sure I'll have the right version of it there.
I don't think you get to vote for 5th. I think you vote for who's MVP.
I think so, but if I'll send them my top 5.
Just submit the whole thing. They'll get it.
Yeah.
You could be the one guy who votes for Jaylen Brown, and then they have to talk about it.
Okay.
Or Lonzo.
Number 3, I have Nikola Jokic.
I also have Nikola Jokic at 3.
I have Jokic at one.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
So, I mean, obviously, amazing numbers. The reason why he's at three is because the two people in front of him are first in their first and or second in their conference, and the Nuggets have been struggling this year.
The Nuggets have been struggling. He's still playing. He's playing great.
He does not struggle. I mean,
that little doughboy has no problem doing what he does.
He gets his
passing ability for a big man is unreal.
It's frustrating to watch.
I think people like to focus on his passing. Like, he can't get boards.
He gets everything. But the thing that makes him different from most big men is his passing ability, which is so amazing for somebody.
The Sabonis middle part.
Everybody will realize.
If he just grew it out a little bit, has some flow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dirk flow it?
Yeah. And he gets boards without leaving the ground. It's crazy. He's got a 2-inch vert.
Yeah,
but he's averaging, like, what is it, 13 boards a game?
11 and a half.
Good.
It's a good number. So number two, I have LeBron James. Picture of consistency. He's there every single year. But this isn't a good LeBron. Like, this isn't a great LeBron MVP type season. It's a good season. It's a great season by, like, normal people's standards. But this isn't the best LeBron season that we've seen.
Yeah, if LeBron wasn't so great, this would be an MVP season for him. But he's LeBron; he's great.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear the. Oh, but he's old now. Who cares?
I mean, it's impressive. Nobody's ever done this before.
Some guy in Tampa just won another Super Bowl, and he's 43. Like, come on! Like, age doesn't matter anymore. Screw that.
I think he will win. I do think that LeBron is going to win MVP. Because he's got the media and the narrative on his side right now, and we all know how deadly the narrative can be.
How about this narrative? Let me paint you a picture.
Okay.
We've got one of the potentially best big men in history playing for the 76ers right now, and the one issue he has is motivation. Give him an MVP so he'll play good the next year.
That leads us to number one, Joel Embiid. I mean, he's just on another planet right now.
Yeah. I've never seen him like this.
He looks different. He's averaged 29.6, 2.8 assists, and 10 rebounds. I mean, what else can you say about Joel Embiid other than he is motivated, he can play the full game?
You got to reward him. It's not like LeBron. He's not going to keep doing this.
You got to give him a treat.
He's younger generation. He doesn't, you know, he wants to be rewarded for work.
He wants a participation medal.
He's not doing this for fun. He's doing this for some material wealth.
Dave, where did you have Joel on your list? Did you have him too?
He would have probably been my fifth.
You have him fifth?
Who's number one?
Go through your list, Dave.
No, I mean, mine would be Jokic 1, Bron, Steph, KD, but I only had three.
Right. Wow, okay.
So KD was one that I thought we were going to talk about, so he was fourth on that. I like Jokic or Embiid. I think he's playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, I don't think he's going to be up there.
That's crazy to me. I
also, watching him play in a lot of these games, offensively, great. I think he takes a couple of shots that are bad, but other than that, great. Defensively, I don't know what's there. I think
I have the numbers in front of me because I did not think that either. He has the highest Raptor, which is the 548 defensive rating plus WAR. Highest Raptor defensive total in the NBA, having an outstanding defensive season.
Does that account
this year, Dave,
for defensive rebounds?
Because
he probably gets 8 defensive rebounds.
No, I'm watching him play like help defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on his own man. He can cover any center. That's not my. When you're a center, you have to be able to play help in the lane. You just can't. Or doesn't.
According to I personally think he's been doing more than enough, but he's also got the luxury of playing with Ben Simmons, future All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
And is he defensive player of the year in your mind at this moment?
Who, Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid?
Ben Simmons.
I think it's Joel Embiid right now.
Really?
I think it is.
I mean, Ben Simmons gets so many steals.
It might be Ben. I think Ben Simmons is the best defender.
He was averaging like 3 last year.
Let me pull up Basketball Reference.
Because he averaged a ton last year. I think he's like like the
He was like 2.5. It was him and Chris Dunn were the only people who were above like 2 steals a game. This season he is averaging steals per game. He's averaging 1.7 steals a game. So he's averaging less by 0.4 steals a game. But I don't think that matters because when you're a player who one game you're guarding LeBron and like able to stand with LeBron toe to toe, and then the very next day, in the very next game, you're guarding Dame one on one.
Yeah,
that's just unbelievable.
It's almost not even close. Unless their best player is a center, Simmons is on.
Yeah, he can guard anyone. He can guard forwards. He can guard guards. I just think that he's on another level.
But I feel like defensive players is such a big man heavy award.
Yeah.
And because there's not a center, like, defensively, that Embiid can't just manhandle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jokic, I don't know. Have they played yet, Jokic and Embiid?
They might have. I didn't see it if they did.
But Embiid doesn't really come to the perimeter, so Jokic could still score on him, but I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a lot of fun, boys. It was great to be back in the studio. Anything you guys want to shout out before we get out of here?
Quick shout out to Boardman, Oregon.
Boardman, Oregon!
Huge shout out.
Tuning in.
We know that you guys definitely help out our numbers, and I know you miss us on the hiatus more than anyone else. So
yes.
Shout out to you, Boardman. We see you just as much as you hear us.
That's right.
Dave, any shout outs this week?
I'll just piggyback off the back of Eric's and just combine my shout out to make his stronger.
I'll shout out us, the greatest podcast.
Best podcast
on JMU.
Number one voted.
We saw the votes. We counted them, and we really appreciate the love.
We didn't
and
record
support.
The counting, but
no,
we
didn't
them.
Record it. I'm sure they were recorded by someone at some place. We are gonna get the heck out of here. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.